It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. For the second time in a week, women are being advised to reconsider the way they get tested for cancer.
Days ago, a panel of experts said women could wait before getting regular mammograms. That set off a widespread debate.
Now the recommendations are changing for the test for cervical cancer. Experts say there is no need for the test before age 21, and older women do not need the test as often. NPR's Brenda Wilson explains.
The old recommendation from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, or ACOG, was that pap smears should start 3 years after a girl begins having sex, or at least by age 21. But because cervical cancer is slow-growing, ACOG says such early tests aren't needed. Not only that, they only have to be done every 2 years until she's 30.
The incidence of invasive cancer of the cervix in teenagers is exceptionally low. This is a cancer of women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
That's Dr. Alan Waxman. He wrote the new guidelines for ACOG's Gynecology Practice Committee. He says scientists now know that many young women become infected with the human papillomavirus, or HPV, that causes cervical cancer. That can cause abnormal pap smears, even though most of the time it clears up on its own. And so subjecting a young girl to a frightening test is unnecessary.
She's very, very sensitive to her body image. She goes and gets her first pap test. It comes back abnormal. Now she's confronted with the question of, do I have cancer in my reproductive organs? She has to go through additional tests, which, again, are intrusive, may be uncomfortable.
The committee wanted to avoid subjecting women to treatments that might require surgery or procedures that pose a risk to a young woman's reproductive health.
An increasing number of studies have come out showing that women who have had these treatments have an increased risk of premature births if they get pregnant subsequently. Now, most women who get treated don't have prematurity, but when you think about treatment in teenagers, they've got their whole reproductive life ahead of them.
When a woman turns 30, the committee recommends that if a woman has 3 normal tests, the screenings can then be done every 3 years. Dr. David Soper, a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Medical College of South Carolina, says the committee started working on these recommendations in 2007.
The recommendations really are just catching up with what the science is. And that is that you do not improve cancer detection by doing annual smears in women at the various age groups. So I don't think there's any danger in this new guidance.
The greatest danger, it turns out, is to women who don't ever get pap smears or haven't had one in 5 years. They make up more than half of the 11,000 women who die from the disease in the United States. There's unlikely to be very much objection to the new guidelines in the medical community. The American Cancer Society is about to undergo a similar review, according to its deputy medical officer, Lynn Lichtenfeld, who says there isn't the same intense disagreement over pap smears as there is surrounding the issue of mammograms.
Within the cervical cancer community, experts have been working together, have pretty much had a consensus about what to do. And I think that since that's good news because it gives a fairly straightforward message to women.
There are some women who do need more frequent pap smears. Women who are infected with HIV, who have a suppressed immune system, or who have had a previous abnormal pap smear, should continue to be screened every year for cervical cancer. And ACOG recommends that women should still visit the gynecologist annually, even if they're not going to get a pap smear. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.